I love the Feast of Pentecost. When I was in college, I was in the Charismatic Renewal. We used to have 1,000 people at Mass, and it lasted 2 hours. Started with a prayer meeting that lasted 2 hours, and we did that every Wednesday. It was like heaven. How about a two-hour Mass? Everybody ready for that? Anyway, it was wonderful. You know, if only I could have one more Mass like those. It was a wonderful period in the church's history. And it was one of the two largest prayer meetings in the country. I happen to be living in that area, praise God. But anyway, later on, I'm not going to go into my whole history, but I ended up living back in that area some years later when I was working for American Airlines. And I used to take a power walk. Like, I still do that today, but with the rain, I get 3 months of power walks and 9 months of the exercise bike, right? So I'm taking a power walk in the neighborhood, which I would do almost every night. And then the church was St. Jerome. I had a key later on, but they'd have it open in the evening, so I'd go in there and pray at the end of the power walk. So I was walking through the neighborhood where I lived, and I saw something which made me kind of stop, and I was walking very slowly because there was this, I've told this story before, I don't know if any of you can remember this. There was a, I couldn't get out of my head this week because it's so appropriate for the Holy Spirit. I saw this little child. He's probably a grandfather now. This was so long ago. Anyway, I saw this. It was like 3 years old. And he was trying to get a double garage door open. And I kind of stopped because I thought, this kid's going to kill himself. He was trying to get this. I guess they didn't have a power opener, you know. He was trying to get this garage door open. All I saw was a kid struggling to get this garage door over his head. And I'm thinking, what should I do? I'm a stranger, you know. But I was watching it. I stopped power walking. And then you know what I saw? I saw the dad. And you know where the dad was? Around the corner, holding the edge of the garage door. All I saw was his hand and a face. The kid was covered. I don't know what was going on, but the dad had him covered. But the kid, I don't know how old this kid was, but he couldn't possibly open the door. But he got it over his head. And dad saw me watching. It was kind of funny. I was watching this. And the kid got it over his head. It was a springs, you know, spring-loaded. But the dad had it covered with his hand. And when the kid got it over his head, the dad came out and pushed it the rest of the way over. And I walked on. That was so many years ago, but to me that symbolizes the action of the Holy Spirit better than almost anything I've ever seen. So often we find ourselves in a situation like that garage door where we can't get the whole thing open. There's no way we can do it. I'm only 3 feet tall, and the thing God's got me to do is this big garage door, double doors, you know. The door, you know, as we grow up, we can handle a garage door, but the door gets bigger. You know, we get into these situations, or God, sometimes we don't feel like doing something that God has asked us to do, like come to church on Sunday. It doesn't have to be something big. It can be anything, putting up with someone and doing something that's a little bit distasteful to us. And we find that God helps us. But what does he expect of us? He wants us, the Holy Spirit's ready to come to our assistance. And the best prayer in the world for this is, come Holy Spirit. I use that all the time, always before I preach or hear confessions or do anything around here, because I want the Holy Spirit to be a part of what I do, because we don't really know what we're doing on earth. Only God knows. And so when we give God what we have, and sometimes we have enough to do the whole thing, but oftentimes we have to rely on God because we really don't know what the best course of action is. We have to trust God. And so we give our full effort, and God will give us the rest. You see, that child wouldn't have gotten that help if he hadn't done the little pushing himself. The dad was teaching him a lesson, you know. Maybe that boy thought he did it all himself, huh? You think he did? I'll bet that boy thought he did it all himself. Don't we think that a lot, too? I think, boy, am I good. Boy, did we do. Boy, look how good St. Ed is. We put this church up, blah, 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 you know, whether you like it or not. But the reality is, it's what God is the one that did this. Look at that auction, you know. Some of you suffered a great deal to make that auction work, but the reality is, nothing is successful around here without the grace of the Holy Spirit. We didn't do it ourselves. It's God that pushes the thing open. And so often, I find myself in situations that are almost unbearable. There was one night, I didn't get much sleep. I don't know what it was. I fell asleep in my chair. Is this an age-related illness? Because it's happening more often. Why is this happening? Thank you, Bill. I'm getting old. Until I look old, I'm not old, okay? Never mind. I won't go into that. I had to go to Queen of Peace. I had to get some stitches taken out of my getting some dental work done. And then after that, I stopped at Queen of Peace, and that took an hour. We had to pick up a book that we'd left there from confirmation the Friday before. It's just been one thing after the other, and I was very tired. The traffic was very heavy on Tuesday after Memorial Day. I guess everybody came back on Tuesday because, boy, Salem was loaded. And I popped into Fred Meyer. I thought, I actually enjoy shopping. I needed to pick up some bread and a few things. It was 3:30 in the afternoon. I worked hard all week. I stopped in there. I don't want to offend anybody here, but a bus of extremely old people had pulled up. They were about 60, the type. Hey, listen, I'm 60, I can say that, all right. And I don't know where these people came from, but every aisle I went into had a walker or one of those carts that's so wide you can't get around it. And, I'm a patient man. I've been here too long. All right. So I try it out on Saturday. I won't use that again. I offered it up to God, but it was like every aisle. I said, Lord, help me. I'm drowning here. And I was going to go get some plants over at the other end of the store to plant in the raised bed. I didn't think I'd make it that far, so I ducked out and left. But I did offer it up, and I actually rejoiced. It was so funny that I realized it was God for sure. I said, He arranged everything. I said, I know this is You, Lord. Only You would arrange this for me. And He said, well, if you'd pass my tests, I'd let you move on, But I said, come, Holy Spirit, teach me what I need to know, honestly. And I realized, God sends me that particular test quite frequently because that's where I need to grow. And I have grown over the years. And so God keeps raising the bar, which I don't appreciate. But the thing is that He's standing there like that garage door. I've seen it more times. I could give you stories for the next 3 hours, which I won't, don't worry. But I mean, the thing is that so often we don't think we have the resources for something, but God wants us to do what we can, and He does the rest. And this is, if anybody has been to the rectory, you will notice there are two or three pennies sitting by the door, and that's not because I emptied my pocket there. I leave it there on purpose because don't take this that I want you to give only 2 cents in church here. We need more than that. This is not a tithe homily. But the lady that gave the most was 2 cents. And all God wants from me is 2 cents. If all I've got is 2 cents, that's enough. But put the whole 2 cents in. He expects an effort from us. God, we're learning here. We're here to learn something. He can snap His fingers and correct your problem just like that. If He's not doing it yet, either you've got something to learn, or it's a growth opportunity, or an opportunity to suffer with Christ, even if we don't make it. But I want to get out in the arena and put in an effort. I may get slaughtered by the lions, but boy, I'm going to be out there giving my effort. And that's what God wants, And so often He's right around the corner holding the thing up. You don't even realize He's done it. Or we think we pushed it over the bar, and we didn't. God was the one He was right there with us the whole time. This is all going to be revealed on the last day of our lives, but why wait till then? We can thank God now for what He's done for us. And so I see the Holy Spirit more and more as I go along as a constant companion, even if we don't feel or see or hear Him. He's the unseen hand, and sometimes a seen hand, guiding everything, all of those who love Him and are trying to cooperate with the Holy Spirit in this extremely challenging world that we live in today, in our personal lives, our parish, and the world around us.